We're starting a class in the book Sefer Kitzur Hilchot Shabbat, a shortened version of the Laws of Shabbos, and it was written by Rabbi Yaakov Yechezkel Pozin, who was a dayan, he was a judge in the Yekish community in New York, otherwise known as Kehal Adas Yeshurun, or known in short as KAJ. And this is a version that just came out 2 years ago. So I think we have to begin maybe by reading the letters of approbation. His first is from Rabbi Dr. Joseph Breuer. You guys know who he is? He was the rabbi of the congregation. Rabbi Joseph Breuer was the one who basically kept the Jews from when the Jews came to New York, to Washington Heights. The Breuer family are descendants of Rav Hirsch, Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch. His daughter or granddaughter married a Breuer, and then they became the continuing rabbis of the Yekish community. So he writes over here in this letter, "My friend sent me this work that he wrote. I read it, I enjoyed what I read, because it's exactly like its name denotes. It's short, it's accurate, it's in clear language, it explains halachot, and at the very end, he gives you the sources of where he got everything from. I think it will be of great benefit, and I hope that the book will spread and strengthen the house of Jacob, etc." So that's the letter. Then he has a letter from Rabbi Weiss, Rabbi Isaac Yaakov Weiss. And in that letter, he recommends the book. And then he has a letter from Rabbi Honig, I don't know who that is, a letter from the Rabbi of Kal Yaakov of Papa, a letter from Rav Vosner.
Shmuel Vosner?
Yeah. Ooh, Rabbi okay. Shmuel Alevi Vosner.
He was around there. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and he says, even though I didn't go through all of it, but the little bit that I saw, and I see the other letters of approbation, seems like a good work. Okay. Not such a great letter of approbation. He has a letter from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's important. Some books write in their letters of approbation, they quote letters that basically say this book is worthless. And then they, because people don't even notice. They just see the rabbi wrote him a letter. People see the letter, they assume it's good. You have to read the letters accurately. Sometimes the rabbi writes, and I'm not giving him a letter of approbation, and the person prints it on the front page under the title, Letter of Approbation.
Yeah. No reason, huh?
Right? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky wrote to him, he says, I read his work, I looked into it, and it's a very nice work that he wrote, it's very clear, and he takes on issues that are very common, and it's going to be of great benefit.
Kamenetsky is beautiful.
But here he wrote it to Chizuk LeBeit Yaakov, which is the second work. That's not the work we're reading, so it's not so relevant to us.
Is that the Stipe work?
No, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was one of the top, the leading educators in the United States. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, I like what he did. Obviously, I couldn't go through the whole book, but I see that he wrote halachos that don't require going to a rabbi, but just how you should behave. And in that's a very good thing. Don't assume that everything he says I agree with, but in general, this seems like a very good work. It's important that the average person be able to understand how they should behave on Shabbos. So that's, and then we'll skip Rav Dworkin's letter of approbation and begin. Okay, this is important. People skip the letters of approbation and sometimes gives you a whole different picture. What we call in Hebrew askama, where the rabbi says this is a book worth learning. The rabbi went through it and says, yeah, it's worth it. Okay, there's he begins with a letter. Okay, so we'll read his letter. The Midrash says on the parsha v'ata tetzaveh, you will command the Jewish people. So it says like this, look how the words of Torah enlighten a person who deals in them. Whoever does not deal and does not know stumbles. If you want to get it right, you got to deal. What's it similar to? Someone standing in the dark. He wanted to move from where he was standing. he came across a stone, stumbled on it, etc. And then the Medrash says, why? Because he didn't have a candle. He didn't have a lamp to lighten his way. So too, the average person, if he doesn't have Torah, so he comes across a sin, and he stumbles. Because Torah is the light that tells us not to sin. But those who deal in Torah, they give off light wherever they go. What's it similar to? Someone standing in the dark, and he has an oil lamp. And he sees a stone, and so then when he walks, he doesn't stumble. As the verse says, Ner l'ragli dvarecha v'olin tivati. Your words are the lamp for my feet. Your words are the light on my path. And that's what the verse says. Im yarutz lo yikashel. If the person runs, he won't stumble. V'chen, we have another verse. Ner Hashem nishmat adam. Man's soul is the lamp of God. God says, Yineri biyadcha v'nercha biyadi. My lamp's in your hand, your lamp's in my hand. What does that mean? What does God mean, my lamp's in your hand? God's lamp is the Torah. As the verse says, so God's saying, your soul is my lamp. Your soul is your lamp that's in my hand. And my Torah is your lamp that's in your hand. And I give you my lamp, you give me, and I'm holding. You hold on to my lamp, and I hold on to your lamp. What does it mean? The mitzvah is like a lamp. Kilu madlik ner lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as though one would light a lamp before God. Umchaye nafsho shenikret ner. And he gives life to his soul. The soul is called a lamp. That's the Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'yesh mechavnim nasot bet ptilot. Some are careful on Shabbos to have 2 wicks. One corresponding to Zohar, the commandment to remember Shabbos, and one corresponding to Shamor, to watch and not desecrate the Shabbos. So he begins with these two quotes. Now he's going to expand on them, give us a nice little Dvar Torah, and that's his intro to the work. V'yeshtavina midrash, we have to understand what's the Medrash talking about. Now, just tell me, do you want me to read the Hebrew and translate, or translate as I read, without the Hebrew? How many people want it with the Hebrew? Okay. So with the Hebrew, almost unanimous. V'yesh l'avin ha-midrash, we have to understand the Medrash. Lama utzach l'avish shnei meshalim? Why did the Medrash have to quote 2 allegories? Right? The Medrash began, let's see. V'halo ayat dai b'mashal ha-rishon, u'memel ayum v'nim, gam chayik sheni shel ha-midrash. The Medrash could have given us the first half, we would have understood the second half. Because, k'shaya b'yadeinu ne'o, lo niyeh nechshalim. It could have said, if he didn't have a lamp, that's why he stumbled, and we would have understood. If you have a lamp, you don't stumble. No, the Medrash does the whole thing all over again. Now that he has a lamp, he doesn't stumble. Now that you have Torah, you don't stumble on Averos. So he says, I think the Medrash, by going over the whole thing a second time, is coming to teach us davar chadash, something new, shelo ayinu mevinim mitoch mashal harishon, that we wouldn't have understood from the first allegory, vehainu, that is, shayu yicholim litot, a person could have erred, ולסבור in thought, שחסרון נר למי שעומד באפילה, that if someone's standing in the dark, and he doesn't have a lamp, הוא רק מצד שבקל יכול להיכשל באבן. The only problem is that you could fall easily. ובאמת אין רק כל כך, and then you would say, not so bad not to have a lamp, שלא יכול להישאר על מקומו. You could stay in the same place, עד שיהיה הבוקר, till the morning gives its light. So then, you don't understand from the first part of the Medrash what the benefits of having a lamp are. The first part of the Medrash said, it's like a person standing in the dark without a lamp. If he tries to get anywhere, he could stumble. A person without Torah, if he encounters aveirot, sins, so he could stumble. That's why the Medrash goes on with the second allegory. What should a person do when he's in the middle of a path? He can't stay there. He has to continue traveling. He can't wait around till the morning. With a lamp, he could see how to go. That's why you need the second part of the Medrash. שלא בלבד נשמר אדם שלא ייכשל. The benefit isn't only that you won't stumble, because that you could achieve by staying put, אלא גם מרוויח בו שעל ידו יכול לראות איך ללך. But the added benefit is that you can advance in life. It's not just an issue you won't stumble, because for that, it would have been enough not to move. The second advantage is you could continue traveling. That's why the Medrash quotes the other pasuk, my path is lighted by your word, Hashem. Your word, your Torah is the light on my path. Now these two concepts exist with regard to the mitzvos, to the commandments, and the Torah. With Torah, okay, I could be careful, I won't sin. I learned the Torah, I understand it's wrong to speak Lashon Hara. Okay, I could be careful. That's why we have prohibitions. So they keep us, they tell us what not to do. Okay, let's see. I know if someone leaves a pen on the table, I shouldn't use it without asking his permission. Good, I have directions what not to do. But the Torah also gives us light in our lives, to know which path to choose. The path to choose to advance and becoming a better person. It's not only to stay away from doing things that are negative, it's also about how to move forward and doing what's positive. And that's where the proactive commandments come to play. Go volunteer. Go help someone. Take time to call someone who's sick. See what they need. That's the idea that through the mitzvos, the Torah that lighten a person's path, then his path is given light. That's the continuation of the Medrash. That it's as though we light a lamp before God. Hainu ha-nefesh. That's what we're doing with our soul. We're turning it on fire when you do mitzvot. The soul elevates itself, gets closer to Hashem. That's when a person starts sanctifying Hashem's name and revealing His light in the world. When we do what's right, we help move forward the whole world. We help move forward the light of Hashem in the world. People say, oh, it's a good thing to be a Jew. Look at how they behave. That's a Kiddush Hashem. So now, coming to our topic, when it comes to Shabbos, we have the same two concepts. When it comes to Shabbos, there are things we have to be careful not to transgress. That's why the Torah says, watch the day of Shabbos, prohibitions. But when it comes to Shabbos, we also have the proactive commandments. The Torah alludes to them when the Torah says, remember the day of Shabbos, make mention of it, sanctify it. Those are the proactive commandments. We make Shabbos into a special day. We eat special bread, our challah, right? We have special meals. We have three meals on Shabbos. We sleep a little later. Us Ashkenazim start shul a little later. We do things that are proactive. B'shneim shulavim yachad, but the two are intertwined. Shemishim chuyav b'shamo, gam mechuyav b'zachor. If you're obligated in one, you're obligated in the other, because the two work together. Ve'efshar shezayta kavanat chazal, and it could be this is what our sages intended, b'ma shetzivu lanu ladlik bet nerot, when they told us to light two candles on Shabbos. Why do we light two candles corresponding to the Zachor and Shamor? Shal yedei riyat bet hanerot, so that when we see the two candles, niyeh nizkarim nishmor haShabbat, we remember to watch the Shabbos, shelo nikasher chas v'shalom b'yisurei Shabbat. On the one hand, we shouldn't stumble on the prohibitions of Shabbos, v'gam nazkir lanu ma shemutal aleinu la'asot b'yom Shabbat kodesh zeh. Also to remind us, hey, what are you supposed to do? What's the positive things you're supposed to do on this Shabbos? V'ayinu lo'orer lanu bet ha'inyanim shel midrash she'evenu leil, to arouse within us these two concepts we saw in the previous men, the aforementioned Medrash. Sha'aner lo ba'arak lishmor shelo likashel, that the lamp isn't only there to watch us from stumbling, ela gam la'ir lanu ha'derech she'nelech ba, but also to enlighten us on the path we go on. Uveze nizkeh she'gam ha'Shabbat ye'er kol yimei chayeinu. In this we merit that the Shabbos too should lighten up our days. V'yi ratzon milfanecha. And he concludes his introduction and says, may it be the will before you, shal yedei limud kentresim elu, that through learning these summaries, titrabesh miraf v'kdushat Shabbat, more people will watch the Shabbos, there will be greater sanctity to Shabbos. V'nizkeh mi'era, we should swiftly merit, shishmeru kol Yisrael bet Shabbatot, that all of Israel will keep two Shabbatot. We're told if Israel keeps two Shabbatot, Mashiach comes. Sheitkele v'karov shmo yitbarach ba'olam. His name should quickly be revealed in the world. V'yavo hazman sheyor or hagadol al kol yishvei tevel. the time will come that the great light will shine over all of humanity. So that's his introduction. Now he adds a footnote we should know about the book. He says, Shechion Kimanu, that I finished these summaries. These are classes that I gave over many years in the seminar for teachers that's named after the Rebbetzin Rivka Breuer, peace be upon her. And I thank Hashem that he gave me the merit to actually print it. After a lot of work, I wrote them in a clear language without any Rashi Tevot abbreviations, so that people could read them swiftly and easily. I worked very hard to fix any mistakes so that people won't stumble. It shouldn't, no stumble or error should come from these halachot. And I hope I don't err in teaching these halachot. I called these halachot Chizuk LeBet Yaakov, because my main point in writing this was to write a book that people could learn the laws of Shabbos with their daughters, where the daughters' school are often called Beit Yaakov, as the Torah calls the women of Israel Beit Yaakov. Now, my name is also Yaakov Yechezkel, he writes, so it includes my name too. And if you take the numeric value of Chizuk LeBeit Yaakov, it comes out to almost Yaakov Yechezkel ben Yosef Yitzchak. It's off by one. So may it merit to strengthen the house of Israel. I want to thank the Holy Congregation of Kaladat Yeshurun and the rabbis that there's a word here, that's a misprint. That I found over there, the help, and the people helped me to write this. And finally, I want to mention my friend Rav Yaakov Horowitz, and my thanks to him that he went over the whole book, gave me a lot of time to fix it, and may he be repaid double and complete. As I finish the introduction and the book, I pray to my Creator that people should learn this, and they should find favor in the eyes of the readers, and they should strengthen the keeping of Shabbos. With that, he concludes. Yaakov Yecheskel Posen ben Hechover of Yosef Yitzchak mi Frankfurt am Main.